is conditional use number 2114, Spangler Strategic Advisors LLC. Ladies and gentlemen, please leave quietly. We have more work to do, and it's almost 9 o'clock.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar array farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing Dagsborough 100, Suffolk County, containing 70 acres more or less. The property is located on the southeast corner of DuPont Boulevard, Route 113 in Butts Lane. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 123, and it's a portion of that. Staff would submit for the record the staff analysis exhibit booklet, the comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results from the DLDOT service level evaluation that did not require a TIS, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Thank you.
Mr. Schrader, are you up again, or is there someone else representing? Are you representing this new?
I am, sir.
Well, then you're all.
Thank you.
Do we need to?
It's okay. We'll be right back.
Okay. Good evening again, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm the attorney of record for Spangler Strategic Advisors, LLC. Spangler is the applicant of the property located on the east side of US 113. I think that you are eminently familiar with the property as a result of the last public hearing. And if I could get Ms. Cornwell to assist me by getting the aerial photo up. And for Ms. Cornwell's benefit, there are again three. There you go.
How would you put these back?
And if we could go back to the top one, please, just for the introductory comments. This property is marked by the yellow arrow. It's across the road from where it's application 2113 would be located. And in this case, we have provided to you an exhibit book, which has the same typical comments that the earlier application had, that includes site plans, copy of the application, the comments from the Department of Transportation. The difference this time is that it did not have to go to PLUS because there are no habitable structures involved in excess of 50,000 square feet. Our proposal is for this site to be used as a solar array farm. Excuse me. Under the Sussex County Code, Chapter 115, Section 22, this would be a public utility generating plant as defined therein. The comprehensive plan identifies this as a low density area. The state strategies map is a level 4. There are no public or private roads involved. And if you will permit me, I would like to call Mr. Spangler back to the podium, and I will ask him a series of questions that will present this application more fully to you. For the benefit of the record, sir, would you identify yourself?
Thomas Spangler, Principal, Spangler Strategic Advisors.
And you are authorized to speak on behalf of that group?
Yes.
Okay. If you would, please describe what this proposed site is doing and looks like now.
So today, it's a primarily agricultural use on the property. This is a single parcel with the prior application 2113. A subdivision proposed would be part of that project, given two different owners of two different projects. So today, the proposed use is a solar generating farm on the order of 14.9 megawatts of energy. Unlike application 2113, this is not power being sold to the Delaware Electric Co-op. This is power that will be sold back to the wholesale market on through the PJM grid operator.
Are there any residential properties that are at or near this particular site?
There are to the north. Residential properties. There are residential properties to the east behind that existing buffer zone tree line.
And to the south, what do we find?
To the south, I believe some businesses and also mixed use, I guess.
And that would also include the PEPOP operations Iron Source and the church, correct?
Correct. Right, the church.
The present use of this property is agriculture, is that correct?
Yes.
And what would you propose to use this property for?
Solar electric generation.
And if you could, Ms. Cornwell, there is a copy of the proposed site plan, which I think would be the third item. Yeah. This pretty exciting looking document on the screen right now, Mr. Spangler, does that represent what the construction of this site would look like?
Yes.
It looks almost like it was blacked out with black lines. Tell me what we're looking at here.
So this is an array of solar panels, each panel varying in length in terms of number of arrays to maximize the setback requirements of existing wetlands, natural buffers that are currently in place.
And there will be buffers to the east and to the south of this property, is that correct?
Correct. We have a 100-foot setback to both the east and the south.
Are there any structures that are going to be on site?
No structures.
Will there be a transformer of any kind?
Yes, transformer and inverters, traditionally associated with a photovoltaic solar electric project.
And where will they be located, Mr. Spangler?
Those are located to the south end of the property in this area. This property actually is split by territory with the Delaware Electric Co-op territory to the north and the Delmarva Power and Light territory to the south.
Is there going to be any requirement for there to be a road access to this site?
There is limited access for installation construction purposes. And as well as access for maintenance. Okay.
Other than that, will there be any deliveries of any material or anything?
No.
How many employees will be on site?
Post-construction, none, routinely.
None? Will the property be periodically inspected?
Yes.
And what would be the inspection schedule?
Typically, there will be a crew. This project of this size will be maintained in various quadrants on a separate time phasing period. So a crew of maybe four on an annual or quarterly to annual basis to clean the panels, maintain. We'll have landscaping to maintain the property. We're not interested in what we've seen from other solar projects of letting things grow up and look unkempt. So our approach here is to actually keep the land and the buffers actually manicured.
Are there landscape buffers proposed for this site?
Yes.
And that would be on all sides or just on the north and the west side?
So we're maintaining all the natural buffer, which coincidentally overlaps with the wetland, current wetland delineation, as well as to the south. We'll have buffer, the entire site, the solar piece will be fenced, and we'll have buffers to the north and to the west.
And when you say fenced, do you mean on all sides?
Correct.
You said there will be no employees on site, so the hours of operation would be daylight hours?
Well, the photovoltaics are going to operate as long as they can get sunlight.
Fair enough. And are there any residual lands that would be available to use for any other purpose?
No, not with the wetland and setback requirements.
Is there anything about this particular project that would create noise, dust, odors that would affect the neighbors?
No.
Are there any environmental concerns that should worry us?
No.
I have no other questions of Mr. Spangler. If you'll permit me, I'll bring Dr. Shaw up for just a moment. And Dr. Shaw, you still remain a Maryland certified person, correct?
Yes, I'm a Maryland certified person.
Very good. Are there any environmental concerns with this type of solar array farm?
I think
farm?
She just certified that she's alive and lives in Maryland.
Certified Maryland.
Biology
certificated person.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
I suppose she should be certified in Delaware, but we don't know, right? Yeah. Any event. Dr. Shaw, are there any environmental concerns that would be created by a solar array farm such as this?
No.
None at all. So there would be nothing to address?
No.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions. For the benefit of the commission, that would conclude our presentation. We have submitted to you a proposed findings of fact and conditions. I will point out that, as we always do, we try to give you something to work from. In this case, we struggled a little bit because there are other solar farms in Sussex County, but they're all within communities that are not governed by the county. And it took us a while, but the other one we found
was one on Trap Pond
Road, owned by Delaware Electric Cooperative. Cool. And that's what I was about to say. And that was the one that we looked at. So when you look at the conditions, these are the conditions that were imposed on that particular project. You're familiar with the statute relating to conditional uses and what we're trying to do here. We think we meet the standards and comply with the comp plan. Okay. Thank you.
We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, Mr. Hopkins.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
How tall are the panels off the ground? I know they lean, but what would be the height?
Are they the same as the co-ops?
Yes, roughly the same.
Very similar to the co-op site.
We just, for the record, because that's not going to translate well to minutes, what's the height on that?
Approximately. Yeah.
So about 4 feet, 48 inches.
No plans.
That's all I have. Thank you.
Plans.
Mr. Spangler, are you going to use sun tracking panels, or are they going to be fixed panels?
These panels proposed for this site are fixed.
Okay. And just a curious question, where do you plan to get these panels?
Maybe you're referencing recent news articles. So we actually put this project out to bid. So we have a number of suppliers available that have either adequate supply in store or are using U.S.-made panels.
How many manufacturers there are in the U.S.?
There are, as far as the industry is concerned, so this really means production rate, there are two, and both of those are two that were involved in the ITC trade case. However, there are a whole bunch of non-traditional production rate manufacturers that can easily support projects of this scale. I mean, this is a 15 megawatt project, which sounds large, but it's frankly not that large for a solar project.
Okay. That's all I have.
And would you want a sign on the site?
Yes.
Yes.
So lighted, I might point out too.
Lighted 32 square foot.
So do you want, because this says unlighted in the proposed conditions. So.
It's lighted during the day.
I mean, whichever.
We generate our own electricity, Mr. Robertson. Lighted, obviously.
You're going to burn electricity because you're generating.
I have one more question.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson.
The entrance to the farm is off Betts Lane, right?
Yes.
Now, that's not a county road, am I correct?
I don't know.
It's a private road, I think.
I'm sorry?
I think that's a private lane. How does that come about, getting access off a private road?
Well, let's try two things on for size. If it's a private road, we need to get the agreement of the owners of that private road.
I think it is
in order to access it. I will also point out that, as we pointed out earlier, we're in a corridor protection area, so there's going to be a little push and shove here between DelDOT, us, and the private owners. If we're unable to reach an accommodation with the owners of the private road, we'll have to look for another location, and DelDOT may have to very well give us something off the road.
And we're open.
But we're not talking about the same.
Given the high volume of traffic you're going to have there, DelDOT might actually bend on that.
They might, but you never know, DelDOT.
Yeah, but they can't deny you access to a public road. Yeah. They have to give you access to a public road.
I agree.
They can't require you to use somebody's private property.
I agree, Mr. Wheeling.
Yeah.
So you'll get something. You just don't know what.
Okay. The buffers, the forested buffers that you're retaining, that's cool. There's 100 foot beyond the forested buffers that's just there, the wetland areas, that's just going to remain open. And then just landscape buffers on the north and along 113. And those are 20 foot, or how wide are those?
I believe those are 100 foot right now.
Even along Betts Lane and Route 113? I mean, it's fine with me. I don't really care. I just want to make sure on the record we know what it is.
Net is, that does look like 100 foot.
Okay.
To the north and to the west.
Okay, so maybe we'll say no less than 30 and then, or something like that, Mr. Robertson, if that makes sense. Okay, any other questions by the commission? Mr. Whitehouse?
Just one quick one. Is construction to be phased, or would all these panels all be arriving in one construction phase?
That actually is to be determined. We've not settled on that. Our going in position from our RFP that we put out was to have it all done at once, no phasing.
Samantha?
No, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Mr. Robertson?
None for me, thanks. Huh.
Okay, have a seat. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2114? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2114? There's a lot of people here. Somebody's got to have an opinion. Yes, sir. I didn't think we had that many other business items. Welcome back. You still have to say your name for the record, sorry.
Jarrell Thomas, 24970 Betts Lane. I was unaware. I did actually know about this just a few weeks ago. It was unaware, though, that if the access. But my concern with this is the access coming off of a private lane, because that road is real, honestly, no wider than what Bunding Road is across the street, and even part of it's not even paved as you start to go straight back on our road. And again, it's just. You know, we have kids and everything else playing there. I realize it's only during the construction, which is still a concern.
Do you know who owns that?
Actually, I am not aware of who owns Betts Lane.
I'm not sure.
I know it's a private lane, but I'm not. I mean, there's only maybe a dozen.
Well, I'm sure what's going to happen is, as they go through the site plan and the permitting, they're going to have to ensure that they have legal access to that. So if it's not a public easement, they're going to have to go back to DelDOT and find an alternative.
Okay, and then
they can't just simply take your lane.
They can't use your road.
They can't use your road. Okay.
Okay.
Now you either give them permission, and maybe there's some deal that you all can make, or not. That'll be your choice.
Understood. And the other concern would be, I understand it's a. I've seen solar panel properties and actually work as a lineman. We're working in Milford right now, building a transmission line. So I understand how the solar panels work. My concern would be also just the fact that there's nobody there with the gates. Well, the way that property runs, I mean, you could come in from the woods or whatever. My concern would just be anybody getting into there. It doesn't take much electricity. It's just like that. So even though, you know, I don't know if there's, I'm sure there would, I guess there would be cameras or security.
Well, they have phase fencing all around. Same situation with substations. And they've actually, I think the co-op, when I've talked to the co-op, have actually had people try to steal wire out of a substation. Now, you've got to be a little bit low IQ to do that, because there's a lot of voltage going through a substation.
But there's a lot of people that actually try to do it.
Yeah, but you can't prevent stupidity. You can put up a fence.
Correct. You know. And then it would just be the, you know, with the transformer. I've never seen a transformer that doesn't make noise. Not that they make a loud noise, but I mean, there still is that somewhat of a.
We can,
I know,
ask,
they're going to put it out in the middle of the property from when it shows. So that looks like it's a little bit.
We'll ask them
from
the
us.
Exact location. I think it's a good question.
But yeah, those would be my concerns, and then just a solid buffer. Whether they can build a berm for a neighborhood. I mean, if this is something they're going to do, I mean, that would be the thing of, like, you don't want to come out and just. See a bunch of solar panels or see them through the trees. I mean,
better than houses or chicken houses.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But yeah, like if a berm, if something like that would come, I think that's a reasonable request.
Solar panel doesn't do much traffic. Okay, thank you. We'll ask the question. Mr. Spangler, on the location of the transformer or whatever, I think it's, if I see the site plan correctly, it's there. So it's well away from Betts Lane.
Yes.
And all that. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Sir.
My name is Bill Mellon. I live on 24927 Betts Lane. And I just for clarity here, I know from when we come up Route 113 to get onto Betts Lane, you first have to go on a road that is called Pebblestone Drive. And Pebblestone Drive is also a private road, but that is actually the road that intersects 113 on the other side of the highway from Brazier Lane. So they have different names. There's just a little offset on Pebblestone. But Pebblestone goes directly to the back of that proposed farm. Betts Lane is a cul-de-sac private road that joins Pebblestone. So none of the vehicles that would have to go into that I, as far as I can tell, would have to go onto Betts Lane whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for that information. Appreciate it. Who's next? No return visits. Sorry, sir. One trip to a customer. But if you whisper to your girlfriend there, the lady sitting next to you, she can come up. No? I can't let you, but I could let her. No? She's bashful. I'm being flexible here. There you go. There you go.
It's a workaround.
That's right. A little encouragement. It's all right.
The only person who didn't speak tonight.
The only guy you got to worry about is him. I mean, he's an ex-state trooper. He's really got to watch it. Man.
My name is Sherry Omens. I live at 24970 Betts Lane. And the question is, the storm water runoff, where does that go?
Yeah, they'll have to do a site plan and get DENREC approval for stormwater management and all that. The current rules mean are written such that they cannot allow any more stormwater runoff than currently exists prior to the development. And okay. So they'll have to develop a plan with soil conservation to ensure that that happens.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Hopefully everybody does their job and it actually works. Who's next? Yeah. Okay. Any other questions by the commission? Ms. Wells?
No, thank you.
Samantha? Ms. Corwell?
No, thank you.
Mr. Robinson? Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. And you're welcome to stay with us this evening, see if we make a decision or call the office in the morning. Our first item of other business.